Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am back with yet another episode. So guys, if you feel like I'm screaming at you, I feel like I'm screaming at you as well, but I'm in the car without my headset, but I'm just leaving church. I went to an earlier service because I'm having to learn how to balance life, right? So as you guys know, this is the story about and the podcast about a life with my bookends. I am with only one of the two bookends right now because the oldest is officially back at spring training, but that does not come without consequence. And when I say consequence, I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that now I can focus on just one kiddo until my oldest son's spring season actually starts. So it's still a balancing act because I enjoy going to church. I fell out of church because I lost the ability to manage my spirituality and being a mother. I am a mom to the hilt. I'm a mom to the fault. But I also realized that I do not have to just be one thing and lose myself totally to it. So I've started by going to church last year, and I try not to miss too many services. There are some times when I do miss service or I'm extremely tired from whatever the case may be, and I elect to not go to church, which I'm learning is a balance as well. So this morning, knowing that my little one had to, I hate calling him little because he's actually my height now, guys. He and I look eye to eye, and his voice is doing this thing like this, and it's crazy. And it sounds like a horrible band instrument right now, but I love him nonetheless. So anyhow, as I was saying before, I'm still having to learn how to balance things out. So this morning he has a game at 10 a.m. And I knew that I prefer to go to the 11 o'clock service because that means that I have to sleep in. But if he had a game at 10, I still had to get up earlier to be at the game by 9 o'clock. So I'm like, if I'm going to get up early and be at the game by 9 o'clock, then I can get up early and go to the 8 o'clock service and still make it to his game by 10. So that's what I did. I learned how to balance this morning, and I'm so glad that I did, because in the opportunity that was given for me to learn how to balance, I received a great message. It was a message of unity and equality straight from church. It came from Ephesians chapter 2 verses 11 through 18, and it was talking about how Paul spoke to the multitude, the Gentile and the Jews, and said, you know, God died for all of our sins and that we can all connect to him in the same fashion. There's only one spirit. The way that my pastor broke it down was even better. He said it reminded him of when he was a little kid, and my pastor's pretty young. And he grew up in the age of dial-up internet service, right? So during this time of dial-up internet service, if you only had one phone line, then if someone else picked up the phone when you were connected to the internet, it will break your internet connection. And when it did that, you lost whatever it was that you were on the internet doing. And I felt like he was also talking a message about relationships in general. Oftentimes, we ourselves don't know the act of balancing. Balancing relationships, whether it be a personal relationship or a professional relationship. We don't understand how to balance the relationship of being a spouse as well as a parent. And I'm learning that by and by, as the gospel song says. And the reason why it struck a chord in me is because right now, as I'm balancing being a mom and a Christian, I'm also having to learn the art of balancing being a mom and a wife. Now, it's come sometime far, far, far into my relationship, but nonetheless, a lot of me not being able to balance things, and as well as my husband not being able to balance things, it has created a multitude of issues. Some of these issues have surfaced in the form of infidelity, which I know I harp on a lot, but it's very hurtful, as well as not knowing how to just do basic things like communicate with one another. And I struggle very much so with communication because I am the ultimate communicator, but not my husband. And so when he does not want to communicate, I have not found a way to communicate with him on his level. It is not to say that I have to dumb myself down, but if he is not an oral communicator, he communicates in other ways. So I'm like, well, how in the world do we get to this point? Because at one point we did communicate well, huh? And I thought back to it and I said, well, not much has changed. We grew up, and I'm telling my age now, in the age of beepers or pagers. And we could send little messages that were in a numerical coding. And like, I love you was 1, 4, 3, because I was one letter. Love was 4 letters. You was 3 letters. So that was our little system, right? And he would just send me quick little court little messages like that. And that was great. And I knew how he felt. But then came the age of cell phones, where it was easier just to pick up the phone and say something. And so I was more prone to do that versus paging him, because I wanted to hear his voice. We weren't in the same area, and it was just great to hear him. I longed to talk to him. And at one point, when we weren't so close together, we didn't have much opportunity to communicate with one another unless we were on the phone, because we could not communicate face to face. So we enjoyed those times where we can be on the phone talking to one another. And sometimes it got to the point where you were just holding the phone. Who remembers being in that kind of sappy, icky, sticky, oh, I just can't breathe without you kind of love? And you literally will hold the phone. It even got to the point where some people, not myself, well, you hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up. No, you hang up. That kind of love. And then as time progressed and we actually got to a point where we transitioned from being just boyfriend, girlfriend, living in 2 different spaces to being husband and wife living in 1 space, we still enjoyed talking to one another on the phone because we still did not see one another as much because we worked. So we were gone away from the home very much so. And when you start to introduce children, then even when you're home, it's a lack of communication because you are communicating with the kids. You're trying to communicate with your work. You're trying to do whatever else. And then the lines that you have, they become blurred. You forget how to leave the work phone at work. And I'm using this as symbolic. You bring work home with you and you continue working at home. The kids, you don't just allocate time for kids, because it's really hard to allocate time for kids to say, this is your specific time. You can't have any additional time, and that is it. It is hard. So over time, we have lost the art of communicating how we did when we grew up, when we were in the ages of beepers and the first kinds of cell phones. Instead of us making time to talk to one another, now we talk at one another. And that's a big difference. And why is this so important to the sermon? Because as my pastor said, we all have one source. And for me, I'm my husband's only wife. So when he needs something from his wife, I should be the only person that he reaches out to. When I need something from my husband, I only have one husband. So I should be able to reach out to my husband, right? But then there gets to a point where the lines again are very blurred. And instead of us waiting on our spouses, we are getting these work friends and these working relationships. And so they're being known as work husbands and work wives. And as cute as it sounds, it leaves an opportunity for people to feel like they can go to someone other than their source, their primary source. And when you create opportunities and spaces for people to not respect the boundaries and the sanctity of your marriage, then all hell can break loose. And it's much like that as my pastor was talking about. If we don't respect the sanctity of who God is in our life and who he is to all of us, that's how we get so separated and caught up on, are you Jewish? Are you Christian? Are you this, that, and the third? Because the lines get blurred. And you lack that area of opportunity to communicate with each other and just to recognize that that person is just as saved as you are. So when I apply this message to my marriage, what I walked away from today in Sunday service was not so much just about God, but how God even sets up the boundaries and the sanctities of marriage. If we respect one another and we learn to develop a source line of communication for just our spouse, it gives no one the opportunity to create those same boundaries with our spouses. It made me understand that the reason why we lack communication in our marriage is not because we don't know how to. It's because we lost the ability to balance what we had put into place and what was meant to be in place to be part of our marriage, to just to be able to communicate. It made me reflect back again on how do we do this? Because sometimes it is a lost art. You're like, what drew me to this man umpteen years ago? What did I see in him that I just said that I had to have day in and day out? We forget about that sometimes. Instead of him making my heart go pitter-patter, he makes me go, you know? So, but what was it at one point that made my heart sore, that made me breathless, that made me long and hunger to spend time with him? To be with him, to run up phone bills, because guys, y'all don't even want me to start talking about some phone bills, right? I grew up in the age where there was no such thing as unlimited data. And so I have to learn again those very things that I put in place that helped me to have communication with my spouse, that helped me to balance when I was his girlfriend, and I also went to school, and I also went to work, to help me balance when I started off as his wife and his children's mother, and then as an employee. All of that, I needed to figure out how to learn to balance that. So I'm going to end here, but I want you guys to reflect on that, because it is a balancing act. Being human is a balancing act, because there's so many things that we want to accomplish, we want to be successful at, but sometimes things get blurred because we are so caught up on just one balancing act. We're only fixated on being a really good mom. We're only fixated on being a really good employee. We're only fixated on being a really good student instead of learning how to do all of them. I know it's hard to do, but if you try, you can be very successful at learning to balance life in general. And so until next time, guys, make sure you continue following me on all of my social media platforms. I'm on IG and Facebook at Just Call Me J. Nicole, and that's JustCallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And I'm on Twitter at Call Me J. Nicole, that's CallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And you can always hit me up, leave me a message, DM me when it's appropriate, guys. Or you can email me at justcallmejnicole@gmail.com. And until next time, good people, be blessed and see you soon.